I dreamed about the first time, when I take the baby in my arms, new to the world, and mine. I dreamed it would be a secret moment. I would understand the mystery of it. I'd see the room as the whole world and us as the only ones in it. But there was nothing right about the dream. We aren't alone. An old man came shoving into the room where we were staying. He did jobs about the place. When we first arrived, he was there in the yard, lugging water jars around. And just at that moment, when I first held my baby, he came into the room, breathing through his mouth and getting on with his work as if we didn't exist. I always imagined the baby would be born at home, with familiar things around us and the walls warm and yellow in the oil light. But this isn't even our house. We're only here because there's nowhere else. It's a make-do place out the back with the wrong noises outside the window and the only light from a misshapen clay lamp. And the door's ugly and in the wrong place. And there's an old man with a dull face moving around like any ordinary day. Too dull to know what's going on, or that he shouldn't even be here. I turned my face away, but I could still hear him. I heard him come lumbering out of the shadows, and when I looked back, he was close. He was looming over me, with his great heavy head. He had a bundle of cloth in his hands. He was holding it out to me, some old cloth he'd found. And he was giving it to me. To make us comfortable. He didn't say anything. I never heard him say a word. But he put the cloth down and leaned over us to look at the baby. Joseph moved the little clay lamp so I could see the old man's face. And his face. It was beautiful.
Lizzie Watts was Mary in Christmas Diaries by Nick Warburton. The producer was Paul Arnold.